This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Hello and welcome to A Taste of Sex, a reality audio show on life in an orgasm-based community. I'm Judy Silber. Each episode is a peek into the private lives and thoughts of community members who live and work together at One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco. This week, we look at the importance of sexuality in making the transition from girl to woman. In this first of a two-part series, we speak with three women at One Taste who have committed to exploring their sexuality through the practice of orgasmic meditation. We'll hear how owning their sexuality has had them begin to make the shift from girl to woman. On the next episode, we'll get the perspective of Nicole Dedon, founder of One Taste. Tune in and turn on. A little while ago, I made an observation. Most women I meet, irrelevant of their age, have affectations that are more similar to girl than woman. They giggle, they are coy, they are diffident and unsure. There are the rare women who seem comfortable in their own skins. They stand out for their confidence and willingness to be who they are without apology. I began to wonder about the difference. What makes a woman versus a girl? And just what exactly does sex have to do with it? Because the women who truly are women seem to own their sexuality. They are not hiding it, nor are they showing it off. It is simply there. On this episode, we speak with Rachel Hemsey, Nicole Halpern, and Jessica Fraser, asking them about the journey from girl to woman that comes with the exploration of sexuality. Rachel starts.
I've noticed it for a long time, just doing social work and therapy, like people get stuck actually at a certain age. Like there's 30-year-old women who just, it's like they're 12 or 14 or 18. And like, there's just people like that who you just think they're younger than they are. And usually if it's really pronounced, there's usually something happened at that age and they're just stuck there. They never made it past that. I think it's a fascinating question that women don't make it to womanhood. Like, and I don't quite know why, but there's something, it seems like it's quite a difficult transition that fewer people than I would have guessed made it. And I don't think that I've always realized that I haven't been a woman. And then also it's like, when do you snap over? It's like when you're all of a sudden, when you're 30, were you supposed to be the woman? When it was 28, was it your birthday? On your birthday, did you become the woman?
And what are the affectations that you see in other women that you consider more girl-like than women?
Kind of asking questions I know they know the answers to. Kind of this, like, not saying their opinion because someone might not like them. Like, these things that are supposed to be feminine in some ways, like not letting their strength not be there. So it's kind of like they can meld into anything and men will see them as strong, but you can tell like it's just a persona. And you can tell behind that there's this strength wanting to come out, but instead they're just kind of like, how do you do that? How would I do this? Or I don't know if I'm capable of that.
This is Nicole Halpern.
We have this term here called stroking a man's ego. So having him feel like he's the like big, strong man who's going to take care of me. And that, you know, seeing that, that's one of them. And then also women, like if they have a problem, them only feeling like they can speak to a man about it because he'll solve the problem for them. And trust me, I mean, it is so, it takes a while to break through this. And, you know, there are moments that I still refer to a man to answer my problems. You know, I actually still refer to women to answer my problems too. But it's just more and more uncomfortable to go someplace outside of myself to know what to do in certain situations.
This is Jessica Fraser.
I would definitely say that I've been moving probably from like teenager to woman. It's really funny, when I first came here, I had green streaks in my hair, and like, the colors would change, they were extensions, so the colors would change depending on the month, and the final one was actually like, I had like chains hanging out of my hair, and then I just grew out of it. It was amazing. It was almost overnight, and it was actually after a central communication course. Somebody kept saying that the chains in my hair kept moving, and they couldn't pay attention to what I was saying, and that the next day I took them out. I was overweight and wanting to have something to sort of distract your gaze and keep your attention off of that. And also, it's a way that I like to be sort of outrageous. And so it was a subtly outrageous thing that if I was rejected, that I could hide in that you just weren't open-minded enough to really know, be able to relate to me.
In putting together this story, a common theme began to emerge. Becoming a woman means that you can't blame anyone for what happens to you. You take responsibility for every aspect of your life. This means not only being responsible to your job, family, and friends, but also to your desires and to your sexuality.
The biggest piece for me is around responsibility. And I always thought, it's really funny because I always thought I was a very responsible person. And now there's a level of responsibility with my sex that I never claimed before, just coming from a place of my own desire and taking responsibility for it. And in that way, I feel like I've really, really grown up. And I feel like that taking responsibility for my sex is now ballooning out and spreading out into taking responsibility for all these in all these other aspects of my life, in how I relate to people that I didn't have before.
It's really, really hard to take responsibility. It's like, I don't want to be responsible here. It's so much easier to be the victim. Like, oh, these people did this to me. This guy left me because I'm just not enough. Don't you feel sorry for me? And she's blonde and pretty. And isn't that awful? Like, look what a victim I am. And I could live in that world, but I know where it ends up, and it's not where I want to go.
You're listening to A Taste of Sex. We'll be back after this short break.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, erotic poetry reading, a companion program to life in an orgasm-based community. It's open mic night at One Taste San Francisco, a weekly audio program on personallifemedia.com.
This is A Taste of Sex. We'll hear more about the transition from girl to woman on the second half of the show. What do you think what are some of the things that you've dropped off as you've been making this journey from girl to woman?
I've dropped off some of the I'm never going to get mine. I still have some of it, but a lot of that, like, everyone else is going to get it and I'm never going to, as well as poor me and I'll just do it all by myself, which is not very womanly. Like, I think those were the parts that felt like a woman. Like, I was very responsible and I lived by myself and I paid for everything and I did everything by myself. I didn't need anyone. And it was like, oh, that's adulthood. But that has dropped off to more genuine, like, the things that I can do with support because I like it and people want to support me and I'm willing to take it on without this, like, I'm holding up the world on my shoulders and it's about to collapse. Although I definitely fall back to that at least twice a day. But
I think one of the hardest things to leave behind is wanting the attention for myself and wanting to feel special. Like, oh, I'm really good at this and I'm really good at that and I'm special, and just knowing that we're all connected and that we all have things that we're really good at and things that maybe we'd like to do better, and that we're all connected and equal. That I can't putting myself above someone else begins to feel really uncomfortable.
Being responsible for my own sex as well as being responsible for my own self, they seem to kind of correlate. Just the idea that someone will save me, because like just being able to be in an environment where day by day I get to save myself or see myself, or I get to be supported without being saved, has helped me to get a stronger muscle there, and that helps me to be more of a woman. I think I had two roles with men. One was just being mean, like, and one was being meek. And so now it's like there's actually just like, okay, I can be a friend here. We can have a relationship. We can be honest. And the more I'm willing to be open, it's like I actually am really, really want attention from men, and then I'm actually able to receive it instead of just pushing it away when I get it. So it's just being responsible for what I want, finding out a way to ask for it, and then finding out a way to responsibly take it when I get it instead of pretending like I don't want things and then wondering why they don't come back and make it better and save me. And I wanted that attention, don't you know, even though all I'm doing is yelling at you.
For many women, admitting that you want sex is not easy. You want there to be a guy so that you can say that you're turned on because of him. But if you get down to it, the sexual drive is just there, and there is power to be gained in the acknowledgement.
I used to feel like I was too much in regards to my sex, like, oh, I wanted more sex. I would have partners that it didn't feel like, you know, at various points it felt like I was getting what I wanted in regards to my sex life, but not really. And now I know I can have it any way I want. And there's this freedom in it. You know, we talk about here a lot about women want as much sex as men. And so I used to feel like there was definitely like moments and times that I would feel just like awkward with men around like my own sex life. And so not feeling that awkwardness, there's a way that it like puts you on equal ground with men. Like, it's not something I have to be embarrassed about anymore. Like, I don't have to be embarrassed around my genitals. It can be something that like that I'm proud of. Like, I'm proud of my sex. I'm proud of that I have this mysterious part of my body that holds all this energy. And having desires like that, I now know that I can have them and that none of them are wrong. Like, really getting that none of them are wrong. So if I want to say I want something or be something, that I can step into it. Like, that's what being a woman feels like to me. Like, being the full expression of who you are. That's that transition from girl to woman, is not having to play any certain roles to please others. And some of our roles are great, but playing the full spectrum of every aspect of ourselves, you know, having more notes to play, like, and just having fun with that, like, that to me is what being a woman is.
Thank you for listening to A Taste of Sex. You can find us on the web at personallifemedia.com. For more information about One Taste, check us out at onetastesf.com. Music on this episode was composed and performed by Aharon Bolsta. I'm Judy Silber. Tune in and turn on.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.